Hey guys, it's Ryan Russillo. More Press Row now on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome into the 5 o'clock hour of Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. This 5 o'clock hour of Press Row is brought to you by American Air HVAC. American Air has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and received the Angie's List Super Service Award. Call American Air HVAC for all of your heating and air cleaning needs. 423-238-6848 and online at AmericanAirHVAC.com. And we'll do our Atlas Bolt and Supply reset button in just a bit, because joining us on the Hardee's Hotline is Stephen Yeager, the former Baylor School and UTC golfer who this past weekend won the Webb.com tournament, the LMA Classic out in San Francisco. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. When you look at your four rounds, 58, 65, 64, 63, I mean, the 4 days, one eagle, 29 birdies, and a bogey. Your 4 days there look like an absolute misprint. I mean, what was it like going through that experience?
Yeah, hey guys. It was just kind of a surreal experience the whole week, really. You know, the whole game was there. My driving was there. My iron playing was there. I was putting well. You know, you just, those weeks don't come very often. So I was very excited that it all kind of came together at once. And it was a great week. My mom was there. It was just kind of like a Cinderella story, really. So I was very happy about it.
Well, congratulations. I know a lot of folks in Chattanooga are excited. You know, obviously you made more than $100,000 for getting first, but Stephen, what does this mean? What does this tournament mean as far as your prospects moving forward and getting that PGA card?
Well, you know, I wasn't up on the money list very high before this week. I think 102nd or maybe, and you know, it just changes the whole outlook on the rest of the year. You know, now I'm trying to find a couple more good finishes and trying to improve my status for next year on the PGA Tour and get in maybe in the top 10 or something on the money list. And before, I was just trying to, you know, get a good weekend or two and keep my status. So, you know, the outlook totally changed in 1 week, which you know, it's just incredible to think about that.
You're listening to Stephen Yeager, the former Baylor School and UTC golfer who won the Ellie Mae Classic this past weekend and the Webb.com Tour. You're listening to him here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
There's a lot of people listening to you right now who have picked up a golf club. Can you describe the confidence you had standing over the ball from about Friday afternoon on?
Well, it was like Thursday afternoon on. Thursday was lights out. I couldn't miss a shot if I tried. You know, those feelings, like I said, don't come very often, especially as a pro golfer. You know me, it's a grind out there, and it was awesome. It's a feeling that you can't really describe because it comes so rarely. And it was just you knew the ball was going in a fairway. You knew it was going where, you know, I was looking on the iron shots, and you know, the hole looked pretty big that week. So like I said, it was a pretty awesome week.
Who all have you heard from considering the number of PGA Tour records you set in the last, I don't know, 8 days?
I mean, it's from back in the Baylor days, high school, you know, friends that I hadn't spoken to in 5-6 years to, you know, friends I have, you know, on the PGA Tour, like Harris that went to Baylor. And, I it's just all across the board, friends from home. It's been amazing to kind of see, you know, all the people following you and all the, you know, people congratulating you, and it's been a really cool thing to see. You know, your fellow golfers, you know, acknowledge that, and it's been a pretty awesome experience so far.
Because 58's never been done, and it's one of those mystical things. In some ways, not unlike a perfect game in baseball. Did your caddy just like stop talking to you about how good it was going?
Yeah. Yeah, well, he wasn't saying that, hey, one more birdie, you're going to shoot 59. That would have been the worst. That would have been the wrong thing to say. But, no, I mean, you try to keep your mind off it a little bit. You just go through your routine and go through your stuff you want to do. And that day it just clicked. And, you know, it wasn't like he was trying to stay away from me. You still got to talk about the golf shot, and you still got to talk about what the putt does, for instance, or, you know, where we want to hit it. So you can't really stop talking to him. But the mentioning, hey, you're 11 under, right, is not – that's not happening. That would be the wrong thing to say.
And then I just because – and I'm certain you've heard from Coach June and a bunch of folks at UTC, I got to ask, what was the one hole you bogeyed, dude? What happened?
I know. I even three-putted one hole where on a par five. I don't know. It was the first day. It was the second day, actually, after I shot 58. And it was, you never know on a following-up round after a round like this what you're feeling, how the game, you know, it's so day-to-day basis in golf. So you never know what, you know, how you're going to feel, if it's going to – the club's going to feel totally different that day. And I actually didn't hit a bad shot on the green, and just kind of bounced over and had a pretty average lie, and hit it to like 6 feet and missed it. And it was definitely not the start I wanted that day, but I'm glad I kind of came out in the back nine and saved the day a little bit.
You're listening to Stephen Yeager, who won the Webb.com Ellie Mae Classic this past weekend out in San Francisco. You're listening to him here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. You've had a few days to kind of recollect your thoughts. I'm curious, because you've done this and nobody else. When you shoot a 58, what was going through your mind maybe the first 5, 10, 15 minutes after you filled out your card?
Well, it's a surreal feeling. You know, I didn't know the records that, you know, were broken that day. I knew 59 was a pretty good score, and I didn't know that nobody's ever shot 58. So that kind of set in a little bit, that nobody's ever done that before. And you just trying to keep, you know, I kept saying to the media that I've got three more days. Like, I was kind of trying to get my mind around winning that golf tournament after the first round, especially because you know you're playing good, you know your game's there, so you don't want to look ahead too much and kind of get lost in that score because you have three more days to go, you know. So I did try to keep my focus on the next day, on what, you know, you need to do. And when I got home that night at 9 o'clock, I ate some dinner and went to bed because I had to go get up the next morning at 8 to go play. So
you look at what you did last weekend. Harris English, of course, made some early noise in the PGA, and of course he winds up one of 14 golfers to make the cut in all four majors this year. Luke List, a couple of weeks ago, was tied with Dustin Johnson through a couple rounds of the Canadian Open and had a great tournament. You go back to Derek Rendy winning on the Latino American Tour earlier this year. What a year it's been for Chattanooga area golfers. What do you attribute that to?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, we got a pretty good community here, and you know, normally Luke doesn't live very more, and Harris doesn't, but you know, Derek and I, and we practice together. You kind of see Derek is with some success, and then Paul, he's been some play as well, good as well on the Latin American Tour, and you kind of it helps your belief a little bit that you know those guys that you play with every day, they have some success, and it kind of lifts you up a little bit. Yeah, hopefully that success can keep growing in Chattanooga.
Stephen, thank you so much. Congratulations on your accomplishment. It was such a fun thing to follow after that opening 58. We know you're a busy guy. Best of luck the rest of the way. May you continue to build on what you accomplished out in San Francisco, and thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
Thanks, guys, for having me. Have a good day.